Their arguments had never developed into outright fisticuffs before, but Tassa had an idea this might be the day. And if it were so, it were fine. Oh, he'd love to sock this fat old run-off-at-the-mouth bitch in the eye. "Do you see any Campbell's tomato, Tassa, or wherever you grew?" "Can you not bring back a box of tins yourself?" he asked, taking his own step forward. Now they were nearly nose to nose, and although the woman was large and the young man was willowy, the master's houseboy showed no sign of fear. Tammy blinked, and for the first time since Tassa had shuffled into the kitchen, wanting no more than a cup of coffee, say thanks, an expression that was not irritation crossed her face. It might have been nervousness. It might even have been fear. "Are you so weak in the arms, Tammy, of wherever you grew, that you can't carry a box of soup tins out of stores?" She drew herself up to her full height, stung. Her jowls, greasy and aglow with some sort of night cream, quivered with self-righteousness. "Fetching pantry supplies has ever been the houseboy's job, and thee knows it very well. That don't make it a law that you can't help out. I was mowing his lawn, yes, ye. As surely you know, I spied you sit in the kitchen with a glass of cold tea, didn't I? Just as comfortable as old Ellie in your favorite chair." She bristled, losing any fear she might have had in her outrage. "I have as much right to rest as anyone else. I just washed the floor. Looked to me like Dobby was doing it," he said. Dobby was the sort of domestic robot known as a house elf, old but still quite efficient. Tammy grew hotter still. "What would you know about house chores, you mincy little queer?" Color flushed Tassa's normally pale cheeks. He was aware that his hands had rolled themselves into fists, but only because he could feel his carefully cared-for nails biting into his palms. It occurred to him that this sort of petty bitch and whistle was downright ludicrous, coming as it did with the end of everything stretching black just beyond them. They were two fools sparring and catcalling on the very lip of the abyss, but he didn't care. Fat old sow had been sniping at him for years, and now here was the real reason. Here it was, finally naked and out in the open. "Is that what bothers thee about me, Sai?" he inquired sweetly. "That I kiss the pole instead of plug the hole, no more than that?"